The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning, folks. Good day, good evening, whatever time it is for you, where you're located in the world. Again, I'm really happy to be here with you this week while Gil's teaching a retreat at IRC, our retreat center in Santa Cruz. And I think here it is, the top of the hour. And let's sit together. So I can hear you all adjusting your posture as the chairs squeaking and cushions moving. As if we were in a hall together. So, as I suggested yesterday, you know, taking a posture that allows you to stay connected to your experience, whether you're sitting on a chair or a cushion or lying down or possibly standing up, that's a completely legitimate posture for meditation. Really key into what's happening in the body is there. Uprightness is there. Alertness along with a sense of relaxation. So you might just scan for tension to any of the kind of habitual places that you know you carry it. And see if you can let that just relax a little bit, ease up as much as possible. Those common areas in the head and neck and shoulders, the belly. Sometimes the chest can be contracted so the breath doesn't flow well. Just taking a little journey around the body to see where there's tension and seeing if that can ease up. We want a posture that really supports us being present, that supports being aware of what we're experiencing in the body and in the mind. And I encourage you just to revisit any habitually tight places in the body occasionally during the sit, just letting them soften, if possible, each time. Just becoming aware of what it's like. To be sitting in. Be meditating. Preparing to meditate, however you think of it. Perhaps you can hear the beep beep of the garbage truck outside my house. The Tuesday morning special. When sound can just be heard. It arises and it passes. And I invite you to let your breathing be at the forefront of your awareness for a time this morning. The the rhythm of the breathing. Be a help to settling the mind, settling the body, if that works for you. Think the rhythmic aspect of the breath can help to calm the whole organism, both our minds and our bodies. Our practice of mindfulness, mindful awareness, is to know our experience as it unfolds. Excuse me. And to become more and more intimate with our lived experience. To really know it, to know our bodies, to know our minds. It's quite simple. Our experience can be known just as it happens. So let the mind be awake, aware, and whatever is arising within you, whether it's bodily sensations other than the breath, sensations of breath, thoughts, emotions, movements of energy, tingling, pulsing. Just let it all be known, whatever is arising. And if you find yourself not knowing, but just lost in thought, you can always just turn the awareness back to whatever is arising. Doing it more and more closely, more and more intimately. Even confusion and distractedness can be known. They show up. The Dharma asks us to stay present. And when we get lost, as soon as we notice it, we become present again. And each time is just a simple activity of again knowing. Each time is simple, and over time we get lost less frequently and become present again more quickly. We're practicing staying. And as we learn to stay, our lives open up to us. We receive them. This is our life. We're sitting, we're lying down, we're standing, breathing. Body, mind, and heart all in the same place. Sensations coming from the outside, like temperature and pressure. Sensations just generated within the body. Sounds. Breath. Thoughts. Emotions. Moods. It's all here. And we can be open to all of it right now. Our practice invites us to become so intimate with our entire life, every bit of it, to know it with a kind regard.